Once it does, it becomes the kind of thing that makes you grab your wife around the waist and dance a jig. The most important consequence of the miracle of the garment industry, though, was what happened to the children growing up in those homes where meaningful work was practiced. Can you imagine what it must have been like to watch the meteoric rise of Regina and Louis Borgnicht through the eyes of one of their children? You would learn the same lesson that little Alex Williams would learn nearly a century later, a lesson crucial to those who wanted to tackle the upper reaches of a profession like law or medicine. If you work hard enough and assert yourself and use your mind and imagination, you can shape the world to your desires. In 1982, a sociology graduate student named Louise Farkas went to visit a series of nursing homes and residential hotels in New York City and Miami Beach. She was looking for people like the Borgnicht, or more precisely, the children of people like the Borgnicht, who had come to New York in the great wave of Jewish immigration at the turn of the last century. And for each of the people she interviewed, she constructed a family tree, showing what a line of parents and children and grandchildren, and in some cases, great-grandchildren, did for a living. Here is her account of subject number 18. A Russian tailor artisan comes to America, takes to the needle trade, works in a sweatshop for a small salary. Later takes garments to finish at home with the help of his wife and older children. In order to increase his salary, he works through the night. Later, he makes a garment and sells it on New York streets. He accumulates some capital and goes into a business venture with his sons. They open a shop to create men's garments. Their garments are a better quality than what is available in the New World, and they soon discover a great demand for their garments. The Russian tailor and his sons become men's suit manufacturers, supplying several men's stores. The sons and the father become prosperous. The sons' children become educated professionals. The Russian tailor's family tree looks something like this. The first generation was a tailor. He had three sons, all of whom were garment makers. He had two grandsons, both of whom were lawyers.